Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We give a tithe offering from all the offerings we have collected for His work outside of our church. Let's give thanks to the Lord for this tithe offering of 69,700 yen. Let's be united in our hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you have been filling our needs. We'd like to give a tithe offering of 69,700 yen for your work outside of our church. I pray that you will bless this and you this. This is a token of our thanksgiving to you that you have been filling our needs. Thank you for your grace and your love. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning again to those who are watching this service over the internet. Good morning. Good evening and hello. We are going to go to Los Angeles to have Thanks, Praise and Revival Camp in Los Angeles toward the end of this month. Let's watch an introductory video of introduction of this camp. Thank you. From March 26th to March 31st, we'll be going to Los Angeles to have Thanks, Praise and Revival Camp. Anybody is welcome to participate. This has a lot to do with Azusa Revival, which broke out in 1906 in Azusa, on Azusa Street in Los Angeles. That was the beginning of Latter Rain Revival. During this revival, the work of the gifts of the Holy Spirit were made manifest, and this work has been going on, and we believe that many people will be saved, and we are also joining this, and I believe that Japan has a lot to do with this revival, because Azusa Street is in Little Tokyo in Los Angeles. You may think that I am getting into it too much, but I'm not. I believe that the work of God in Japan will be a point for this revival. And actually, this church is a center church that has teaching of thanksgiving. We were given very deep, we were given good relationship with the late Pastor Maureen Carothers. Let's give thanks to God for that. And you know, thanking God is a foundation for this revival. And also, not only we give thanks to God, but we sing praises to Him. They are one together. As we thank God and sing praises to Him, the Lord will manifest His work. We will do street live in Hollywood, and we'll have gospel showcase with Brother Steve. When you do street live on Hallyu Street. If it's possible, I'd like to encourage you to sing in English. Of course, you can sing in Japanese, but those who will be listening to you will not understand what you are singing. If songs that you'd like to sing on Hallyu have not been translated into English, translate them into English. Of course, we will not. This doesn't mean that your translation, that translation will be officially admitted. But you can sing it in English. Brother Steve, we bring important figures that are related to Black Gospel Show business. They have a plan for being related to us. And so if you are going to sing in this gospel showcase, I'd like you to sing in English, if possible. Movies tools for God's work now, and we just had a movie festival. Let's watch the two movies that won the second prize and the third prize.
You know you. わる時が来ても信じ続けている新しい世界が始まるなる新しい世界が始まるなる
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you。 The work of movies has special strong power. You know, they reach to people even though they don't understand the language. This will be the core method for God's work. I'd like to encourage you to make movies and use them. We continue to make movies in Japan, and we are led to produce a movie in Hollywood. We don't have money at all. We have nothing, but God has it. Let's expect Him and move forward for this work. We are going to see a great miracle. One thing I've been surprised by God is that the Lord spoke to us, me, that I would go to so many countries that I would never be able to count. Even though God spoke that to me at that time, I had never been abroad. When I went abroad for the first time, I thought that would be my last trip abroad. But since then, I can't count how many times I've been abroad. I went to the depth. I went to the interior part of Chile in Africa. The Lord met all my needs. Let's expect God and see what He's going to do. Now, let's watch a 1 minute video.
みなさんこんにちは。今回のテーマは祈り聞き従い3、神に聞く中心は聖書です。神の声を聞くことができると聞くと、神様の声を実際の声で聞けるの？と思う方もいらっしゃるでしょう。確かに聖書には少年サムエルが神様からサムエル、サムエルと名を呼ばれたことが書かれていますから、直接の声という形で語られる場合もありますが、直接の声で語られるというのは稀のようです。
サムエル、サムエル。
しかし前回お話ししたように、神様はいろいろな方法を持って語ってくださいます。その中で神様の語りかけの中心は聖書を通しての語りかけです。聖書は誤りなき神の言葉だからです。聖書の言葉がちょうど悩みの解決であったり、導きのポイントであったり、祈りの答えであったりと、あたかも自分に直接語られたかのように感じられる時がありませんか？吟味して本当に神様から来たかどうかを確認しなければなりませんが、その時神様が語られている場合が多いのです。またたとえ特別な語りかけを感じなくても、聖書は誤りなき神の言葉なので、私たちに適用できる聖書の言葉を自分に対する言葉として受け取れば良いのです。例えば詩篇34編9節を見てみましょう。この箇所は、主を恐れ主を第一とするという条件を果たすならば、全ての必要を神様が満たしてくださるという約束の言葉です。この言葉を皆さんが受け取り、主を恐れ主を第一とするならば、神様が必要を満たしてくださいます。聖書に書かれている言葉は私たちへの神の言葉です。聖書からの語りかけを受けていきましょう。それではまた。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you.
皆さんが神様を信じますと、
When you believe in God, we become children of God. God becomes our parent. and we will start having fellowship with God, and in that fellowship, God spoke to us from time to time. Until I became 36 years old, I had never been abroad. I had never taken an airplane. The Lord spoke to me that I will take an airplane so many times that I will not be able to count. That's why I decided to take an airplane for the first time for my going back to Tokyo from Nagasaki. And this word came true. Some Christians, they say they don't know, they can't catch voices of God. Well, you can ask God and listen to Him in prayers. If possible, please pray for an hour. Even though when you don't understand, you are not aware of special messages to you from God. The Bible is the infallible word of God. And if you find words of the Bible that can be applied to in your life, you can receive that word as yours. Let me share with you the first time I had an experience of grabbing a scripture as my word. I read biography of George Muller, and I was surprised because they didn't have money, but they were able to raise up so many children. And the Lord gave me a word that says, those who trust in Him will never be put to shame, and those who fear Him will lack nothing. I believe in those words as mine, and I started to pray to ask God to fill my needs on the basis of this scripture. Even though I didn't think or I didn't feel some special atmosphere in which God speaks to us, but that's okay. And if you receive words of God, please receive it. And if you haven't had that experience, pray so you'll be able to experience God. Now, I told you during Hakuba's Nero camp, we have been loved. I have spent about 40 years of my Christian life. Recently, I've been amazed how much love I have been given by God.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody here is an exception. Every one of us here is loved by God. And God is God of mercy. God is God of compassion. But you need to step forward to receive His love. God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. That was the exchange. Being forgiven is a lot of blessing. And you'll be given eternal life. Eternal life has two meanings. One is that and another thing is you will live forever. So God wants to lead us to lead yesterday, I saw some blogs, and I saw some church members, and I understood that those people were seminary students who took re-exam in the seminary. If one has 60 points, you can pass it. But it seems that those people, they didn't have such accuracy. But anyway, about this, they will be able to finish after you took 16 points. And we also given life. I have told you that I have been abroad by airplane for so many times. But when I became a Christian, I abandoned all this desire of mine.
ちょっともう一つは何かっていうとですね、
英語の命が与えられてるってことは60点、ね、そこで終わらないから、ね、で今の人生を祝福する、でどうして祝福するのってこと、神様は愛して、誰も愛してる、我々も愛してる、そしてね、その中で、何を望んでもないのかっていうとですね、最高の人生を我々が受けるようになること、人生の中で喜びを受ける
ようになること、
そして、神様に従うというのは苦しいことであって、
I thought that obeying God would be a suffering, but because I believed that because the Lord died for me, I decided to obey Him. I decided to live for Him. This is one aspect of our Christian life, but in other aspects, I'm able to enjoy myself very much. The Lord answered all, the Lord brought all various desires, the Lord brought them about, they came true. Some Christians, even though they are Christians, they haven't seen any grace of God in their lives. Why can you be like that, even though you God loves you so much? Why haven't you received the best things from God? One issue rises up. That is, God has plans. And so it matters whether you obey Him, whether you follow Him in His plan. You know, I have been more than 80 countries. When I had never taken airplane, the Lord told me that I would take an airplane so many times. So, but that was not my plan. That was God's plan. And that was carried out because I chose to follow Him. In the beginning, I thought like this. I abandoned my own life. I abandoned my plan. I was going to enjoy myself, but I abandoned my plan and my life, and I decided to follow God. I felt that was like I was going into a mono world, but that was different. That was not so. God gives us wonderful grace and blessings. What is the point? The point is for us to obey Him, do His will, complete His work. This is the point. How precious you are, God will reveal it by giving you grace and blessings. From tomorrow I'll go to Hawaii. I praise God. The Lord brought me to places where it snowed a lot for 6 consecutive weeks. Hokkaido, Tohoku, all the places, it snowed. And 2 weeks ago, we went to Hakuba. And that was made the 6th week. I'm sorry for those people who live in Hokkaido who are suffering because of snow, but I love snow very much. The Lord knows what I like, and He prepared something that I like. And the Lord loves us and gives us the best grace. I used to think and wonder if I'll be able to live the best life, but living the best life is something that we need to grasp or catch. That depends on our obeying God. You're working very hard, but you haven't had experiences with God because you haven't prayed. Pray and give thanks to God, then you will start experiencing God richly. You have a problem, and the Lord would like you to rely on Him, find His promises for you, and then you see the fruit of those promises for you. You've been following God, but because you haven't seen any fruit, you are now about to drop off. But you need to confirm God once again, and if that is His will, go continue. Now, let's pray for healing. Dear, in the name of Jesus, I bind Evil spirit. I pray that for our bodies, be healed. In the name of Jesus. You had headache, but you're healed. Why this in this prayer, God showed you something, confirm it. You had sore throat and you are healed. In the name with thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.